How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Kiss 98.5, it's Janet and Nick. We have got Anthony Sprague, the Bison's GM, on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
Awesome. How you doing?
Very good. Excited for, it starts August here, so kind of, you know, summer's kind of hitting its peak here, and we got some great weekend games here this weekend, and then a little break, and then 2 straight weeks of Bison baseball in August.
Homestand begins this weekend. You got Syracuse in town, correct?
Yeah, Syracuse Mets. We've had a little back and forth series so far. They've done well the last couple nights, but we're hoping to turn the table here.
I like that. I cannot believe you're having people camp out at the ballpark tonight.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful, nice, soft field. So. Should be a nice, cool night. Good thing it's not going to be as humid as it's been. Otherwise, it could be a little sticky there. But, yeah, it's a fun experience. You watch a movie after and get a little snack and breakfast in the morning. Couldn't find a better place to wake up than at the ballpark, I think, right?
It's a good campground.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
What movie?
I think we're doing Inside Out 2 is the movie tonight.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Good one, yeah.
The Bisons make everything fun about summer. And I was talking about what I saw that they did at KeyBank Center with the drone show. That is going to be spectacular tomorrow night.
So I've been so excited about this drone show, and it's going to be about 15 minutes. It's going to tell the story of coming to the ballpark, in essence, coming to Salem Field. And it's going to kind of take you through the whole path of a handful of different things that you do at the ballpark. And it's got a little homage to Women in Sports Night with, I don't want to give away too much for those that are coming, but it's going to be very cool, and we're going to tie it in to that, and it's got a little nice surprise ending at the end as well.
Anthony Sprague, Buffalo Bisons GM, on the phone with us. Talk about the team.
Yeah, so it's exciting to see all of our, you look at us, you look at the Blue Jays, I would say there's probably 7, 8, 9 guys that have gone up there and have contributed so far this year. And it's just great to see. I mean, that's what we're about, I guess. You know, it'd be nice to have them here the entire year, but it's been so much fun to watch these guys go up and contribute to a now first place team up in the bigs. You know, they're down here. It's their dream. They want to go up there. And it's kind of cool to see, even though, you know, it's sad to see some of the guys go. They're playing great here, but it's exactly what we're about. You know, we have to develop these guys and get them up to the Jays so we can see them, watch them go up there and beat the Yankees as much as possible.
Exactly. Can you tell me what it's like to make that call to have a player come into your office? I literally tear up every time I see it when you tell them they're going to the bigs.
Well, it's not me personally that goes to tell them. It's our manager, Casey Candell. But it's fun. You know, you get to, you know, you see the guy walking. You know what's going on. You know, they're going into the manager's office, and their lifelong dream is coming to fruition. It's going to happen right in front of them. And, you know, I always have the same kind of reaction to it. It's like, hey, you know, congratulations. You know, we'd love to have you here, but we know that's your ultimate dream. To go up there, and congratulations, and I hope I never see you again is what I always tell them. That's what they want to do is be up there.
Oh, it gives me chills.
That's got to be a bittersweet moment for you, but so fun to see them go off and take that big stage.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, more sweet than bitter because I know that's what they're trying to do. They don't, you know, they love their time here in Buffalo. Everybody always says it. They love Buffalo. They love the time here. Love being here. Great city. Great people. Great fans, but ultimately, you know, they have their eye on making it to the show. And when they finally get to do that, just the joy that they have for them, their family, when they're making that call home and you know, they're packing their stuff up and into their cars, and it's just the excitement. It's like watching your kids go to Disney World, you know, but they get to live at Disney World, I guess, is the is the comparison there.
I got to give you props. The Buffalo Bisons hat game is on point this season.
I wish I could take credit for it. I'll get, you know, Pat Millicaro, our radio announcer, he's dialed into a lot of that stuff, and our merchandise manager, Terry Sarabone. But Pat has his pulse, his finger on the pulse when it comes to what people are wearing and what the trends are. And, you know, and New Era, we can't say enough about our great partner, New Era. They've got a lot of good stuff going on there.
I'm loving that you guys have so many theme nights coming up. Bolich Festival Night, Hispanic Heritage Night. I know that you're doing a Marvel Night with comic book giveaways, Harry Potter Night with scarf giveaways. And then in September, it's Goo Goo Dolls Bobblehead Night. Have you seen the bobbleheads, Anthony?
Yes. Absolutely, we've seen the bobblehead, and our friends at the Goos have approved it. They're super excited about it too.
Yeah,
they had you know, full approval,
creative control. Yeah,
absolutely. We weren't going to do anything too crazy, and you know, you just you never know. You know, they agreed to it, and but you just kind of never know how with the excitement. Are they just doing it just to do it? But I got to tell you, every time we've sent them, you know, proofs and stuff, they're just so excited about being here, about the bobblehead and being a part of it. It's really cool to see that, you know, similar to our guys going up, there is a sense of excitement when you see yourself as a bobblehead. So it's fun to see how excited they are. And I think that's going to be, could be one of our better attended nights of the rest of the season here.
It should play music.
Yeah, you know, there are options to do that. It just was so hard to get the timeline turned around and get that in there at the same time. You're just going to have to sing for us, Janet, all right?
And
just,
I'm happy to.
For whatever song
voice,
it is that you
Anthony,
want there.
Anthony, voice
be careful
of
what
an
you
angel.
Wish for, buddy.
I will do it. You know I'll do it. Just give me the microphone. I'm on it. It's, all right, the one I'm obsessed with the most.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoever designed this, the Buffalo Stars and Stripes cap for the Bisons, is like absolutely one of my favorite Bisons hats I've ever seen before.
Yeah,
nice hat.
It's New Era. They customize those for us. They do them for all the teams. And yeah, that's like a classic, right? Though every July 3rd, 4th, they do those Stars and Stripes caps. They're pretty cool. And our you'd say that to our players, absolutely love them. And so we can only wear them certain times, but as soon as that window opened, all the players, they know, they're smart, they get it, and they're like, "Hey, July 1st, can we wear these Stars and Stripes cap?"
Yeah.
So that they're right there with you.
And tell me, just give us, before we let you go, give us one story about Casey that's funny, that he would be like, "I can't believe you told that on the radio." What's he like as a manager?
Oh, boy. I can't really... Casey's out there.
he knows.
Probably, yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows what the story that I would tell, but I can't tell it.
All right, just tell me. All right, wait a minute. How about Anthony? Just tell me three things the story includes without telling the story about Bison's manager, Casey Candell.
Well, so let me give you the G-rated version right off the bat. His mother, I don't know if you knew this, his mother was an original Rockford Peach.
Yeah.
That played for, and so this Saturday is pretty cool. We got a little homage to her on
Amazing.
Saturday. All right. So, but the story, includes a scooter, quitting. And him, riding through the clubhouse.
Okay.
That's good enough, right?
A scooter quitting and riding through the clubhouse?
No, the Bison's winning.
Oh, winning.
Winning. Yeah.
Winning. A scooter. Was it an electric scooter? I'd be more impressed.
Yes, electric scooter. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Let your imagination run wild.
There you go.
I love that. That'll be one of the images up during the drone show you'll see on Saturday night. Go Bisons. Anthony Sprague, GM of the Bisons on Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.